Warning, the opinions and advice you are about to hear on the Above My Pay Grade podcast are presented to you by two complete morons. If you follow them and ruin your career, that's on you. Please seek real advice from people you trust. Seriously, don't be an idiot. The Above My Pay Grade podcast starts now.
All right, Jimmy, we're back, huh?
Yeah. Yep.
Live
finally
from FU Corp headquarters. Can't beat that. Where have you been, Jim? I've been doing this show every week myself. You haven't been here? No, I'm just kidding.
I couldn't get into headquarters. I didn't have an ID card.
I certainly was not doing it myself. Oh, what a week. How was your work week, Jimmy?
Quick, which was nice.
Quick? Oh, yeah. Well, that's good.
Oh, yeah, that's good.
Usually it feels like every week feels like a month.
Why is the guy next to me staring at me?
Look, he's working hard, Jimmy.
Yeah.
Hey, I'm curious why maintenance brought this plant and put it right in your face. But you know what? It's a good look. It hides your ugly face. I like it.
What plant?
All right, so let's jump right in. While we're on hiatus again, we take a lot of PTO on this show.
Yeah, a lot of broken promises from last time.
I know. We're like, we're going to do three shows a week.
And I'm like, mm-mm. No way. Mm-mm.
We meant three shows a month.
Yeah.
All right. So somebody went to abovemypaygradepodcast.com, clicked the contact section, Jimmy, and they sent us an email. And we appreciate that. So anyone else who wants to do that, feel free. And we're going to read your shit on our show as well. So, Jimmy, the title of our episode is going to be The Work Best Friend. Okay. Because kind of got inspired by... this person's email. They didn't give me their name. What should we name them? Bob? Bob. Sounds good.
Gary.
Kyle and I were work best friends. We used to make fun of our... Actually, they wrote BFF. So what do you think about that?
I don't know, man. That's kind of suspect. Yeah. It sounds a little Vaseline-ish, I think.
I'm thinking it's a girl, but I don't know.
I hope so.
We used to make fun of our boss together literally every day. Like detailed... committed impressions. Then Kyle got promoted to basically be our boss, and now he talks exactly like the guy we used to mock. Same phrases, same tones. I brought it up. Go ahead.
You know
I'm
what
sorry.
It is? It's not the Vaseline. I was gonna say it's the fruit punch. They drank the punch.
Yeah, they drank the Kool-Aid, as they say.
Yeah, it's the pill. He took the pill.
Same tone. I brought it up once, and he said, "That's just professionalism, Kyle." This guy sounds like a dick. He didn't say Kyle. He said, that's just professionalism things. And now suddenly he's CCing HR on things using the word accountability. Like he invented it. But this person wants to make sure that Kyle remembers that they have recordings. Okay. You got to be careful what you record with people.
Yeah. Well, not only that, you shouldn't be recording anyway. You know, that I don't think it needs to go that far.
Jimmy, we're literally recording ourselves right now.
So let me ask you, who has the recordings? Maybe I got lost.
The person has recordings of Kyle doing impressions of the boss.
Yeah, of course. So then like what Kyle's.
Jimmy, would you like to do an impression of your boss real quick?
No, I'm good. I'm good. Let's just at that point, you step back and just say, you know what? He should know better.
Yeah.
I'm going to be honest with you. He should know better.
Yeah. Kyle needs to. Remember who his friends are, man, right? Remember who got you there.
Not only that, come on, man. You get more bees with honey than you do with vinegar, my friend.
Did your nana teach you that
I think
saying?
So. I don't know.
It's smart.
I feel old that I said that. I'm going to go get my prune juice. I'll be right back.
Prune juice? Gross. Yeah. Yeah, the work best friend's an interesting concept, too, because, like, a lot of times you have that work best friend, and it's somebody you would never be friends with outside of work, right?
Yeah. Yeah. Well, no, but, you know, if you become good friends with them at work and stuff, and you have such a blast with them, you usually, like, I'm not saying it always turns into a friendship where you're hanging out every weekend, but definitely have friends out there that you can still get together with them and you still, you know, like turn into friends.
Hanging out with once a month at our age is probably like best friend status in personal life.
Well, you know, that old saying, misery loves company. So it's, you know, Yeah. When you're in hell together, you end up finding a warm corner and you hang out.
Yeah. Well, you know, the life cycle of finding that work best friend is always funny too, right? Like, you usually kind of bond over something, like even a joke. Like one of you makes a joke and you like make eye contact. You're like, oh, you like offensive shit too? Me too, right? So it's like you kind of have that bond, or the annoying coworker that everyone hates, right?
I mean, I'm thinking of one person, and you met this person. He's come to my Halloween party. He is probably the craziest person I've ever worked with. Some of the things that he did, the stories alone, we would need a totally separate episode to go over.
Yeah, maybe we'll do a special edition one day.
Crazy.
And he's retired.
He's semi-retired. He's moved on to another company, doing some stuff still within the realm of what I work with.
But yeah,
he is probably one of the funniest people I've ever met, and he can make you laugh at any given time.
Yeah, so like you guys probably became friends because either you or he said something, and you guys like made eye contact across the room, and you heard birds chirping.
But that's him. So I actually have, like, we'll look at each other and just give that nod, nod. Mm-hmm.
Did you hear that? Mm-hmm. Did you hear what Mary said? What a dumb bitch. Everyone hates her.
And all that is coming out of the nod. There's no voice.
No voice. You're just like mm-hmm.
Yep, we're right there.
Yeah, fucking hate her. Yeah, so that's how it starts, right? Like, you just kind of bond over something. And I'm just thinking, over the course of my career, there's so many of those moments where you're just like, you and me, we're boys now. We're good. We're good.
There's another coworker of mine. Some of the things that, forget it. I don't know where he comes up with these stories. He had a life previous doing stuff with the FDNY, you know, and that's the most I'll give you. But let me tell you, funny guy. You know, it's the kind of, those are the kind of people you need around to make you laugh or make your day go by.
Yeah.
Especially when you're in corporate America. But it happens everywhere. This doesn't be corporate. You could be construction. You could just have any job. Why not laugh or enjoy while you're working? You know, don't be miserable.
You know, Jimmy, they say if you love what you do, you never work a day in your life.
Now,
you know?
Sounds old, man? Come on.
Do you want a cough drop, Jimmy? I have one in my pocket.
I got a Werther's in my pocket.
Here you go. The life cycle of that friendship, you know, it always starts with the birth, that bond, right? And then you have this peak where, like, you're just kind of inseparable, but only at work. It's before you're real friends, right? You kind of have that peak where it's like, all right, we're hanging, you know, every time you get lunch, I get lunch. Every time you're going to order coffee, I'm going to order coffee, right? Like we know where each other park, in the lot, right? Yep.
You know where they probably are during the day, and it's probably somewhere where they shouldn't be, but you know where they are.
Yeah, you know their shit schedule, too. Yeah. Then,
where's Joe? The second stall's open. I don't understand where, you know.
It's 12:07. Yeah, we usually...
I hope he's okay.
Yeah. God damn, I hope he didn't go home. Yeah. I hope he's not sick. Then you kind of become real friends, like, kind of outside of work too, I think, right? After that point is when you start kind of like being like, hey, I wonder if this is a real thing, you know?
Do we just become best friends?
Yeah, just become best friends? But then this is what this person who's dealing with, that fuckhead Kyle, we hate you. I just want you to know that. We hate you. You know,
once again, some poor Kyle's out there like,
what did I do?
Fuck, man.
Hey, look, we didn't make the name up this time. Somebody wrote this, right? So then you have this, the next phase, which is like after the, you know, the fun phase is the tension phase where one of you gets promoted and the other gets left behind. And that's awkward. It's great when you like go up together. You know what I mean?
Of course. But I mean, listen, I've been in a situation where that's happened. We still have the best relationship, you know, because I'm no better than anybody else, you know.
And that's because you didn't treat people like shit. You know what I mean?
And it's just like, well, not when they're your friends, not when you're on the same team and stuff. Certain jobs, you have to change your demeanor, the way you operate. And then, you know, now that I'm older, I feel like I've gotten into that groove where I don't have to be that person anymore. It could be more, you know, the person that you want to be at that point. And that's all part of growing. But we like went separate ways on that aspect, but we still talk, still laugh every time. Like, And the best part is talking about the memories of the shit of being those meetings.
The good old days.
And sitting there nodding at each other like, oh, yeah.
Well, luckily, neither one of you did this, what Kyle did to our listener, Jimmy, because they're in this phase where there's now tension and they're beefing, I guess you'd call it, right? And now I'd say, like, at this point, this person's making threats to Kyle that I got recordings, I'm going to send them. You know what I mean? Like, I think it's dead at this point. This relationship's over. There's no saving it.
Doesn't have to be.
Sometimes, it's dead. I said so. That's my final ruling, Jimmy.
The person could go to Kyle saying, what the fuck?
Kyle, honestly, what the fuck, Kyle?
Yeah, what the fuck, Kyle? Why not?
Yeah.
One of them, dude,
you
last
could.
Week we were chill. What the fuck?
Yeah.
What are you doing?
Kyle, what's your fucking problem? You know what? I'm going to email. Let's get Kyle's number.
Why do you have brass knuckles on?
So then shit gets awkward too, because like if you did have that like real friendship, you probably like friended each other on social media, started following each other, all that, right? Now what? What do? Do you unfriend them? Do you keep it? Like it's awkward. Like if you have them, you can't post like, oh my God, my new boss is such an asshole. You know what I mean?
Yeah, but most people aren't going to be doing that anyway.
Yeah, that's true.
There's so many connections now, so many
good
tentacles.
Good point, Jimmy. You're so smart.
And I said tentacles, not testicles. So I don't want to get excited.
Sorry, I was getting hungry.
Yeah. No, but they're not going to sit there and go, look at this. I'm not friends with them. I'm fourth in line of it, but look what they wrote. No one's putting that down.
Yeah, that's true. That's true.
You got to look out for those subliminal messages, people. People post them all the time. I'm guilty of those myself.
But do you do that? I didn't know you were a little bitch.
Sometimes subliminal messaging. It's fun. It's fun.
Yeah. I'm okay, everyone. Don't worry about it. But nobody was really posting
that. Yeah,
yeah,
yeah. What?
Jimmy, I didn't even know you were a bitch like that. That's so great. Oh, man. I feel bad for this situation, but I think at this point you cold shoulder Kyle. Maybe you shoulder check him in the hallway. I think fuck Kyle. I mean, that's where I'm at, Jimmy.
You know, I agree. I don't think you should be. Listen, there's two ways to handle it. Either you're going to approach him and say, stop being a dick.
Yeah.
You were just the same before. Don't change now. If he doesn't change, fine. Or you just leave it alone.
Yeah.
And you distance yourself and then maybe it'll mend over time. Maybe Kyle will learn that he's, not the greatest gift since, on God's earth and realizes it's just a promotion guy. Relax.
That is the worst, though, when somebody, becomes, the mini-me of their boss. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And it's like, oh, God, why are you, just go do your own thing. Why do you got to pretend like you're that guy?
Some people, like I said it in prior episodes, some people are so far up the boss's ass, you don't know where they begin and the boss ends.
That's true. You know, the other weird thing, Jimmy, this got me thinking, too. I think I'm skipping all this shit. I don't even know what that meant. I don't know, unless you got something on that. But I'm thinking, the other weird thing that we talk about is the whole concept. Because, again, I think this was a girl because she said BFF. And then there's Kyle. And you said sus, right? This is suspect.
Yeah, yeah. I think I know where you're going with this. I kind of agree.
I'm sensing like a work wife husband situation.
Yeah,
here.
Could be.
Right? Is that kind of where you were going with this thing?
Yeah, yeah.
Maybe she feels a little scorn here, you know?
And that makes more sense because I don't like the Vaseline-ish thing going on. But.
Or maybe it's 2026. Maybe they're work husbands.
Hey, that's fine too. Whatever floats your boat, man.
We're good.
It's good.
Here at FU Corp, we don't care.
Yeah.
Right. By the way, really quick, Jimmy, I did have to send out a notice to everybody from FU Corp. They wanted to announce their new and they're really hoping this is going to help with their hiring, their recruiting. It's their new reverse remote work environment. OK, so we both work remote. This is reverse remote work, right? Like work-life balance, all that. Right.
Yeah.
So instead of they're excited to implement this new reverse remote work experience, instead of working from home and remoting into the office, at FU Corp, it's now going to be mandatory that you live in the office and just remote into home. So your wife puts a computer at the table for dinner, but you could eat dinner with them. You're just at the office.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. And
so I just had to get the word out on that.
Why is the UPS guy at the dinner table?
they're thinking that their LinkedIn is going to blow up with this and that they're going to get a lot of new recruits yeah. with this, Jimmy. Reverse remote, only at FU Corp.
Well, you know what they say, brown the livers.
All right, so you agree with me this was work, wife, husband kind of thing.
I think so. I think it sounds like it, you know, and everyone has one. You know how yeah. it goes. Everyone has one. You're good friends. You get to talk things about. Sometimes it goes a little
not
too,
everybody.
Sometimes yeah. it goes a little too far.
Yeah.
Some people don't know yeah, where like, the friendship ends.
I've definitely seen a couple of these in my day where there's something more than just this whole like, yeah. oh my God, we're work life.
Yeah, yeah.
That's my work husband. Yeah. I'm like, really? Like you smell like each other. Yeah. Does that make sense, Jim?
That's weird because at the conference I didn't see you guys leave you didn't share a room, but yeah. he was in your room. That's just weird. I don't know.
Yeah. They're like,
I'm over.
Just disturbingly close, yeah. right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Like, it's just weird. And then there's always that awkward moment, like a party, or usually it's probably like a Christmas party where the actual spouses come.
Yeah, we talked about that at the right. Christmas party.
But then it's like, oh my God, this is my work wife. Yeah.
And they're like,
meanwhile, the real wife's like, I'll fucking cut you. Yeah. What do you mean, work wife?
Put the shank down, honey. Yeah. Put the shank down.
But it's just weird. They have nicknames for each other. No one else really, you know, knows yeah. what it means. It's like oh my God, oh my God, you would have died if you were there. You know?
Well, it's like, you ever see the movie, She's Out of My League, when the one guy he brings the girl up to meet the wife. And she's like, how do you know him? And he's like laughing because he's mm-hmm. so uncomfortable. And he wants to get her away from it. That's yeah. exactly what happens yeah,
exactly,
at those
parties. Exactly.
Like, oh God.
Yeah. Like, hey, come on over here.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Oh, hey, Sherry.
They put the little wieners out. Let's go get some. The little wieners. I'm starving for little wieners. Come on, honey.
Oh boy.
Yeah. It definitely like gets a little awkward when they're texting at like 11 o'clock at night as well, right? Like you're watching a movie, you know, with your spouse, and then they're like, who are you texting? Oh, that's my work yeah. husband. Don't worry. Oh,
I never would.
I'd be like, oh, really?
Ever would you?
Black
that.
Eye time. No, I'm just yeah. kidding. We don't support violence.
No, I don't support violence. I also don't support Jim sleeping on the sofa either. So that shit will not happen with me. My back would be pissed. There's
yeah.
no way.
It's definitely awkward. It's definitely an awkward scenario, though, the whole work wife, work husband. I've seen some weird ones where I am 100% convinced there's more to it yeah. than that. You know?
Yeah, I'm sure of it.
Yeah.
You know? But that's when, like, those worlds should never meet.
Yes. Yeah. You got, if you you heard it here, people. If you yeah. have a work wife, you keep. You know, distance between.
Yeah, that's like Ghostbusters. That's yeah. the Keymaster and the Gatekeeper.
There's no good when they connect.
Yeah,
right.
No,
right.
No good.
Yeah. Wow. Oh man. All right, well, the work wife, Jimmy.
That makes more sense, though. I feel better.
Yeah. Yeah. That to me makes sense. Like, I think she's mad at Kyle because, like, now she's got to find a new work husband, and Kyle kind of left her behind. Sorry to make fun of our own listener, but yeah. Whatever, fuck you. Find another show if you don't like it. Right, Jim?
Yeah. Yeah. People will, too.
Jimmy's like,
pull it out of here.
Yeah, yeah. I'm like, all right, hold well.
I got to sniff this plant really quick. Hold on.
Yeah.
Okay.
What's it smell like?
It smells like a plant.
Well, you know, thinking through, like, your work best friend, now you also got to think of the other side, right, where you're talking about, you know, like, that's the people you like. What about the people you fucking hate, right? What about the people you hate? So, you know, you got the work villain, Jimmy. Like every office has the villains. You know what I mean?
Like, yeah. Yeah, no, there's plenty of villains.
Yeah.
Plenty of villains.
But
you know how it goes. But, you know, I think I know where you're going to go with it. So go ahead. Or well, I'll say it.
No, the whole thing is just that, like,
how?
Yeah, they don't wake up that way.
Yeah,
like,
they don't just decide,
like, oh, you know what? I'm going to be a fucking asshole today to everyone, right? Like, no one wakes up and just says, you know what? I'm gonna start micromanaging everyone in my department.
That
you know?
Comes with anger. That comes with something happening, and you just lost your taste for life. And
yeah.
You just fucking hate everyone.
Yeah, so you start taking you it out,
like,
on everyone
yeah,
else.
And sometimes it's not, but like, some people are shrapnel. They're yeah. not supposed to be hit, you know, but they hit people. It's like, I'm sorry, you know, and then it's just, when they go through it. I get it. And then you want to know their story. And they're, listen, every office has them. So you can't sit there and say, like, oh, I wonder who. Every office has that person where you're like, the fuck is wrong with that guy, man? What a miserable son 100%, of a bitch. 100%.
Yeah.
Or whatever. And then it's weird because, like, you, when you start out, you're like, man, the fuck's up with that guy? And then, like, I'm going on, you know, getting later in my career, I'm like, oh my God, I turned into that fucking guy.
Yeah.
And then you realize
Look, that here's a question. Are we the villains in someone else's story?
100%.
Right now? Really?
100%.
God, I thought I was so nice.
A fucking General Zod in someone's fucking in someone's story, without a doubt.
That's sad to know. Somebody hates me. I don't like that, Jim.
I'm fucking Thanos in someone else's story. You know, whatever villain, I'll just keep rowling them off.
They're at home. They're like, you know, telling stories about you at dinner. And then Jimmy came in. He wanted everything done. So Thanos snapped his fingers again, you know. That fat piece of shit.
Yeah.
Oh, sorry, Jim. I didn't mean to bring your weight into
this. Damn.
Well, look, you're right. Every company has villains. More than one. There's usually a lot of them, right?
But I want to know, like, how did they get there?
Right, right. How? That's the whole thing. Yeah.
So think about it. Like, what
brought them to that?
Yeah. Like, I know my own internal story, but we have some examples that we want
to. Well, like you reference Marvel villains, right? Like, but every villain has that origin story. So,
they all do.
Yeah. So it's kind of like, you know, what got them kicking into this shittiness, right? And it's like, oh. I used to be normal. I like to bring donuts in for my team. I said good morning to everyone and meant it. And then someone microwaved fish, and that was it. Not yet. They'll pay. Yeah. Right? <Yeah. laughs> it's like it just takes one thing and they kick into it and they're just miserable fucks from that day on.
It's true.
Right?
100% true. Like, I have one. So, you know, I wanted to email someone at work. I was upset. So I CC'd their manager.
Oh, God.
On email. But the odd thing about this one is I felt nothing.
I felt nothing.
And it's like, now you get it.
Yeah.
And then you go, God damn, man. You didn't even care? Like, sometimes I'm like, oh, fuck. I got to CC them because they're not moving on this. It's like the fourth time I'm asking. I hate doing this shit. And then you just want to go up to Ted. Hey, fucko. Listen to me. If I ask you for something, I'm trying to keep everybody out of trouble here. Just help me out here before it goes to go up that way. You know?
Well,
just don't get it.
What about this guy? Everything was fine. And then I scheduled a 7 a.m. recurring check-in for my team.
Hey.
We thought I was being helpful.
Son of a
They said nothing.
Bitch.
They just accepted it.
See, now I know I'm that
and
guy.
And now they hate me.
I have a 7:30 check-in with my folks. Son of a bitch. I'm that guy. I'm a villain.
You're the villain, Jimmy. Yeah. Yeah, your team actually messaged me and told me to say that.
Yeah, right.
They really want you to fuck off, Jim.
Yeah, yeah. Sick of his chicken shit.
I used to, I caught myself writing a note on a post-it to tape in the break room. It had bullet points on it. Clean the fridge, it said, right? I used to make fun of people that did this. It was a good note, though. Very clear, very organized, very professional. People knew exactly where I stood on the cleaning of the fridge. And now they hate me. Jimmy, I think I'm losing my mind.
No, I get it. You know, listen, these things happen.
Yeah.
So in my best Morgan Freeman voice... One day, I was writing an email, and then the words just came out that no one saw coming. In highlights and in bold letters, per my last email.
Per my last email.
And my coworkers stared at me in envy and disgust at the same time. I did not look away. But those are like, we're skimming the surface, you know, but there's people that are
there's
so
just that one moment and that's it.
I almost want to go up to them. What was it? Yeah. I got to know. Yeah. Like, everyone
Please
here wants
me.
To know.
Right.
Like those 40, 45-year employees that are just miserable fucks. And you just want to go up to them. Like, I got to know. Everyone wants to know. What happened?
How did I get here? I'll tell
yeah.
you.
Yeah, and then, yeah.
I used to be the guy who made fun of people like me. Now, I have a laminator.
Yeah.
And I laminate everything.
Yeah, I laminate everything.
I'm not a bad guy. I just like shit laminated.
See, what would make that better for me, and I don't even care if they're fucking assholes, which some of them are, but if they pull out like a Marlboro Red and a glass of whiskey at work while
just
they're
throwing it on the table.
They're just in that voice. Yes, I used to be someone that everyone cared about.
Yeah. Then it was over. That was it for me.
It happens, man.
Yeah.
I'm telling you.
Every villain has an origin
story.
They
always
Jim.
Have a story. Like, listen, I think I'm going to go back. When my kids were younger, the movie Meet the Robinsons. It was that little kid, the roommate of the guy. And you go to find out he couldn't get any sleep because kid was building all the robots.
Yep.
And he was supposed to catch a fly ball in Little League. He missed it, got hit in the head, and all the kids made fun of him.
As
and that's
they
what
should.
Turned and yeah, and that's what turned him into
that was
a villain.
It. After that, so he was like, "I'm done.
Yeah,
fuck everyone."
Yeah, yeah, and then he wanted to what? He wanted to kill everyone in the world, and
yeah.
that's what happens.
Hey.
You know,
every villain has a story, Jim. So I think we did this villain thing justice. I think we're good. I think we should take the rest of the night off. What do you think? Should we punch out? I'm thinking, let's punch out. Let's do it. But yeah. before we do that, I want to remind people that they can go to shopabovemypaygrade.com. And, Jimmy, we got all sorts of fun shit on there, like different, you know, corporate comedy merch items, mugs, T-shirts, all that stuff. And, guys, you could even get your own FU Corp new hire starter pack if you'd like. It's a shirt, your polo shirt. You got your notebook and your water bottle. I mean,
absolutely.
Yeah.
I got to tell you, I shameless fucking plug there.
It's our
shameless.
Show. I can plug it in.
I love it though.
Yeah.
But I'm just saying it was shameless.
Like it was
You didn't leave anything. Like you cleaned it all up.
It was
you
that was beautiful.
Shameless bastard.
Look, the other thing I was gonna say is we have enough FU Corp starter shit. Like if you're unemployed and your wife's like nagging you. I know it's not good when you're unemployed to spend some money, but go to shopabovemypaygrade.com. Buy the FU Corp starter kit. And be like, look, honey, I got a job. They sent me the merch. I'm good. Then just leave the house every day.
Honestly,
like you're going to work.
Even that.
Right?
But
hey, listen, honey, I'm going on a corporate trip. Let me put my FU Corp shirt on, then go golfing for the weekend.
I'm looking for those people that like to ride the line a little bit.
Yeah.
Those are the people that I want to see buy a shirt like that.
Yeah.
And wear it to work and see if anybody even notices. Because that's half the thing is you're probably you work in a zombie land and everybody's just so, you know, so involved with their work that no one notices shit like that.
That is true. You probably
and you literally could have something like that on there and everyone would be like, yeah, okay. Oh, I don't even know what that means. I saw that. Oh, what is that? And then if they look close, they may analyze and see, oh, wow, okay, I got you.
Yep.
But I'm going to go with the first part. I don't think they're going to notice shit.
I don't think so. But I think you could definitely get a couple of days away from the family. You know, hey, I'm going on my corporate trip. You get the button up, you know, got to go on this trip. Why are you bringing your golf clubs? Well,
yeah.
Listen, I didn't want to like, I know I just got hired at FU Corp, but they already are talking about me for senior VP. So I got to go golfing with the CEO, FU
they
Corp
were,
CEO.
They
I
were,
mean,
listen, they told me that they were really impressed on how much I didn't give a fuck.
Exactly.
That they want to promote me already, and I just started. It's amazing.
Exactly. All right, well, Jimmy, until next week, right? We're going to do this again next week.
All right, that's a little smarter.
Yeah.
You don't want to say, yeah,
fuck
yeah, we're
going to
do it
3 days
a week. I'm like, what are you
what
talking
are we doing,
about?
A shift? Fuck that. Fuck everyone. No, we appreciate you listening. Don't forget to subscribe, follow, all that bullshit. What was the app you like? What was it called? Oh, Taint. Make sure you follow us on Twitter, you know, TikTok. Don't forget to listen to our podcast on, you know, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Taint, right?
Amazon.
Nifkin.
Some poor person out there right now is going, Nifkin?
Yeah,
what
they're searching Taint in the App Store. Like, I don't... I have nothing. I don't get it.
Must be that new one all the kids are listening to.
All right, guys. Later.
Take care.
Thanks for listening to the Above My Pay Grade podcast. Don't forget to subscribe on Amazon Music. Go to abovemypaygradepodcast.com. Click the Amazon Music button and get notified of new episodes as soon as they hit. Above My Pay Grade is produced by Kilohertz Media. Copyright 2025. Go to abovemypaygradepodcast.com for more info.